And you believe all this is a recurring cycle of destruction, yes?
I think we have to be open to the possibility that it's a recurring cycle of destruction, because that's precisely what the ancient myths say, that there is some dark danger that visits the earth periodically over long periods of history. It may go away for thousands and thousands of years. It may be completely forgotten. It may be something that people never, ever think about, but then, like a grim avenger, it comes back. It returns to strike us down again. And there seems to be some kind of cycle operating, which perhaps we don't fully understand. And I suppose the alarming prospect, and the one that should focus our minds and that we should consider seriously, is that this cyclical cataclysm spoken of in the ancient myths and in the traditions just might return in our own time. And indeed, there's much to suggest that it does. In the work that I did on ancient Egypt with my friend and co-author Robert Boval,
of course,
looking at the mysteries of the pyramids, the Great Pyramid of Egypt and the Great Sphinx, one thing is very clear. Now, again, we have been attacked by the academics for putting this argument forward, but there's no doubt in my mind Robert Boval's Orion correlation theory is correct, that the Great Pyramids of Egypt are laid out on the ground in the pattern of the three stars of the belt of Orion. And because the positions of the stars in the sky change very, very slowly down the ages, and because these changes can be simulated on computers, it's possible for us now to say exactly what period is represented by the pattern of the pyramids on the ground. And that pyramid is roughly 12.5 to 13,000 years ago. And at the same time, there are indications in the pyramids that point forward to the future, again using the stars. At that time, the constellation, 12,500 years ago, the constellation of Orion was at its lowest point above the horizon that it ever reaches in this great cycle of the heavens. And today, it's at its highest point that it ever reaches and is about to sink down again. And there's a clear link being drawn between that time, 12,500 years ago, and our own time today. And it seems to me to be talking to us, to be telling us something, to be saying that we should learn the lessons of history, that we should be aware that what struck our ancestors down may return to strike us again today.
Okay, a couple of questions. One, you've probably had plenty of time to think about what could have triggered this cataclysm, and I'm sure you at least have guesses, right?
Yes. Well, in fact, we can go a little bit further than guesses.
Okay.
Because there's been some startling new information has come out, and this information actually has come out from mainstream academics, not from the historical alternative history fringe, as they like to call it. And this information concerns the collision of a gigantic comet with the Earth. And that collision, according to the latest evidence and information, took place 12,900 years ago, which is exactly the time frame to which all the evidence points that we lost a great civilization. This comet, it may have had a diameter of as much as 10 kilometers, six miles in diameter.
That would do it. I've seen some specials on the subject, and it would engulf the world in flames. Virtually the entire world would
burst into flame. The whole the gigantic firestorms would have swept the earth. The entire climate of the earth would have been changed overnight. We can understand why the ice sheets melted down so rapidly at that time and poured their contents into the seas. And really, the evidence for this comet striking the Earth is absolutely compelling. The Carolina Bays in the United States are very likely to have been created by fragments of this comet impacting with the continental United States.
All right. Well, that absolutely makes sense. It's certainly possible. But it also goes on to beg the question, well, if it did happen and that comet did hit us, why should we expect another one to hit us?
Yeah, very good question and a very good point. And this is where you need to look at what happens to comets when they hit planets. And we had an excellent example from the comet Shoemaker-Levy, which hit Jupiter back in 1995. It broke up into 27 fragments, and those fragments hit Jupiter like gigantic machine gun bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And as it happened, Jupiter swept all of them up, and none of them were left. In fact, by the way, Art, we should all be very thankful for the existence of Jupiter, because orbiting out there in the distant reaches of the solar system, it catches most of the comets and incoming asteroids that might otherwise destroy the Earth.
Thank God, because it's my understanding any one of them would have literally destroyed everything down to the bacteria on Earth.
Absolutely. Would have sterilized the Earth. If we'd been hit by Shoemaker-Levy, it would have been the end. Absolute end of all life on this planet. We would have gone back to basic bacteria. And perhaps we would have had to have waited another 4 billion years before intelligent beings evolved again on this planet. Now, the issue I want to raise is that some of these gigantic objects do get through the guardianship of Jupiter and do come into the inner solar system and do strike planets in the inner solar system. And, mm-hmm. and of course, this is pure speculation. But let's suppose that we are dealing with a comet that broke into multiple fragments. And some of those fragments hit the Earth 12,900 years ago, but the rest of those fragments continued in their orbit, and we're talking about a long-period comet here, not a comet that comes around every 100 or 150 years, but perhaps a comet that comes back around every 12,500 years. Mm. If that were the case, then we could indeed be facing the return of the remaining fragments of that comet that hit the Earth 12,500 years ago.
Graham, if such remnants came back around, how much warning, knowing whatever we know right now about our ability to see these things coming our way, how much warning would Earth have?
Possibly as little as 3 months. Possibly none at all, depending on the direction from which the comet approached. It's one of the eerie and worrying facts of the study of near-Earth asteroids and comets that we're constantly discovering new ones. Several of them have passed the Earth by extremely close and were not ever seen by our astronomers until after they had passed us by.
That's
when we first noticed them.
That's true. You see an article in the newspaper saying Earth had a close call last Thursday.
Yes.
That kind of thing, yes.
Exactly, that kind of thing. So it's very clear that this could happen again, and we might not be so fortunate. It might not be a close call. These objects might hit our planet. And that's why I think, because with a long-period comet, which last passed this way 12,500 years ago, we don't have any modern observations that allow us to plot the trajectory of that object. All we have are the memories and the traditions and perhaps the warnings that have been passed down to us by ancient civilizations. And there's no doubt in my mind, very clearly ringing out like a bell, is a warning coming down to us from the past.